The Shepherd's Crown, written by Terry Pratchett, read by Stephen Briggs.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
For Esmeralda Weatherwax, Mind How You Go. Prologue. A Crown in the Chalk. It was born in the darkness of the Circle Sea, at first just a soft, floating thing, washed back and forth by tide after tide. It grew a shell, but in its rolling, tumbling world there were huge creatures which could have cracked it open in an instant. Nevertheless, it survived. Its little life might have gone on like this forever until the dangers of the surf and other floating things brought an end, were it not for the pool. It was a warm pool, high on a beach, replenished by occasional storms blown in from the hub, and there the creature lived on things even smaller than itself, and grew until it became king. It would have got even bigger if it were not for the hot summer, when the water evaporated under the glare of the sun. And so the little creature died, but its carapace remained, carrying within itself the seed of something sharp. On the next stormy tide it was washed away onto the littoral, where it lodged, rolling back and forth with the pebbles and other detritus of the storms. The sea rolled down the ages until it dried and withdrew from the land, and the spiky shell of the long-dead creature sank beneath layers of the shells of other small creatures which had not survived. And there it lay, with the sharp core growing slowly inside, until the day when it was found.